station in South Georgia.
What we need is action.
Streaming live 24/7 on ValdostaToday.com.
I have never seen anything like this.
South Georgia's news and information leader.
Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do.
News Talk 105.9.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Chansey Drugs, and Factor X Fitness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and good afternoon on this beautiful Thursday fall evening here in Valdosta, Georgia. Very glad to be here today and hope that you are all tuned in and ready. We've got Lee Haney that's going to be calling in this evening and just giving us a little bit of an update on his great event coming up next weekend, October 31st in Atlanta, Georgia. So me and Jim will be there and we're excited about it, aren't we, Jim?
Looking forward to it.
Well, we are too, and we've got two competitors, and they're looking great, and so far I believe they've had a lot of competitors sign up, and I believe there's going to have some more even sign up, but it's going to be a great show, and he's got some special things going on, not just the bodybuilding show, but the games for the children and the physique and the fitness games, so it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Right. This is not just a bodybuilding competition, and I'm sure Mr. Haney will be glad to tell us more about all the other things that are going on. It's going to be a very unique, very different kind of event.
It is going to be unique and different for Georgia, and he's going to be calling in just in a moment. And we've got some questions that some of our listeners have posted on Fit Talk, and we're going to be asking him some of those questions, Jim. So that's going to be fun and interesting. Something new, a new little twist here on Fit Talk.
It's very exciting to have an 8-time Mr. Olympia that's going to be on the show.
Absolutely. He was here with us a couple of weeks ago, and we really enjoyed him. We spent a whole hour with Mr. Haney on that particular day. But later on in the show, we've got a new special guest. We've got Miss Rachel Thrasher, and she is one of the people that are involved in the new health magazine here in South Georgia called Health Life. And we are very excited to have her, and she's going to be talking about all that's going to be happening in the November-December issue that is about to come out. And Jim, as you know, I've got a big page in Health Life, and I wrote an article, Fit for Life, Staying Fit in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. So I'm very excited about that.
Yes, and I'm lucky enough to have already seen the preview of that little article. So
yes, you kind of helped
before
with
it
that.
Was submitted.
So. I probably should have co-authored it with you, huh? Because you did critique me and make sure I had all my commas right. So we've just got a great show planned for you here this evening, and we're very, very excited about it. So we hope that if you have any questions, you can still post them on my Fit Talk page on Facebook, and we'll be asking Mr. Haney those questions. So you still got time to do that, and because he's going to be calling in just shortly, and we'll be reading those and asking him those specific questions that you have asked. So you've got time to do that. So we'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Health Life magazine is a bi-monthly publication that strives to improve the well-being of its readers, giving them the latest trends in health and wellness in the South Georgia area. The newest issue of Health Life features Divas Beating Cancer. You don't want to miss South Georgia's newest source for health and wellness, Health Life magazine.
Chansey Drugs is a family business that is determined to make a difference in your life. Chansey Drugs offers compounded medications and bioidentical hormones, medical therapy management, health education classes, and more. They're the leaders in compounding and are PCAB accredited. At Chansey Drugs, we believe it's our mission to look after your prescriptions and make sure you never face the pain of extra cost or have to spend countless hours waiting for your prescriptions. Give us a call today or visit one of our four locations to better serve you. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria Wales, your host for Fit Talk. And I did forget to mention that my husband is with me here today. So, Jim, I welcome you today to Fit Talk.
Well, I'm glad to be here again, Maria.
Well, we are just waiting for Mr. Haney to give us a call, and we are going to be talking with him and answering your questions that you posted on the Fit Talk page. Of course, he's got a big event coming up October 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're just really, really grateful for that. It's been, you were not here when we talked to Mr. Haney before, were you, Jim?
I was not.
You were not here. It was just a great, great show. I had a lot of comments on it. Of course, he is an 8-time Mr. Olympia, like you mentioned. And, you know, he's right here in Georgia with us in Atlanta.
Right. And for those of you who don't know a lot about Mr. Haney, not only is he a Georgia guy, but he's just a good guy, very down to earth, easy to talk to. And a good Christian man.
He really is. Him and his wife have been married a long time. And, you know, he said he married his second grade sweetheart.
And isn't that nice?
I thought that was so sweet. Yeah, I thought it was very, very sweet. Just like you married the love of your life, right?
But we don't go back to second grade.
No. I wish we could, though.
Met each other much later than that.
Yes, we did. But it was very, very sweet. Another thing that he told us and that was in his some of the reading and research that I did, you know, when he first started his bodybuilding career and he was on stage, you know, he wore a pair of underwear for posing trunks. He didn't know the difference.
Oh my goodness.
Did you remember that?
So from that to Mr. Olympia.
From the 8 times Mr. Olympia. Yeah. So we kind of chuckled about that and thought that was kind of interesting. So, but anyway, later on, we've got Health Life Magazine. For those of you who don't know anything about Health Life Magazine, it is the November issue. I was looking at it last night online, and it was absolutely fabulous. Rachel Thrasher did a great job putting that magazine together for November. I'm very proud because I'm now a part of Health Life Magazine, and they are part of Fit Talk Radio. I guess they're the print ad for us, and we're the vocal, so it's like she's printing what we're saying, and so that's kind of interesting. So we've kind of made a partnership with Health Life Magazine, and they're a bi-monthly magazine, and so they are November and December issue is out, and they've got some great ideas on how to do things for over the holidays. There were some recipes I noticed. There were some great articles. So, and they are, I think it's in 4 different counties. Rachel will fill us in here just in a little bit about Health Life, but it was just it's a great new magazine. I think people are going to love it. It's a free publication. And, I think you just need to stop by. Some of the places I think you can pick them up is like grocery stores and doctor's offices. So make sure if you're out and about, you stop by and pick up one of the Health Life magazines. Last, issue had a girl with pink boxing gloves on, and it was Divas Fighting Cancer, I believe. So that way you'll kind of recognize it because it was very recognizable. And they have a great new cover for November, December. And so we're just really, really proud to have them as one of our new media sponsors.
Seems like a very logical and natural partnership. I did see one of their previous issues, and I was impressed with the writing, the artwork, the photography, everything. Just a very professional-looking publication.
It is very, very professional. And like I said, the November-December issue was just fabulous. I was just so impressed with what Rachel has done with that whole team there. They also are the I guess, the makers of In the Game magazine, too. For those of you, maybe that will make a connection for you people, but they also do In the Game, which, Jim, you're very familiar with In the Game magazine.
Yes, I read that religiously. And, of course, that, for those of you who don't know, that covers the South Georgia area, high school sports, and sometimes even middle school, rising young people who are successful, football, baseball, spring sports, fall sports, in wrestling, all of it. And, you know, I like that they put a spotlight on character sometimes with some of these athletes and academics, some of them that are doing a good job in the classroom. So, and yeah, of course, that hits home with me as an educator. But In the Game magazine, if you haven't already, yeah, check that out too.
Well, we are still waiting on Mr. Haining to call, so we will go to a commercial break and we'll be right back. This is Fit Talk Radio 105.9.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Health Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication that strives to improve the well-being of its readers, giving them the latest trends in health and wellness in the South Georgia area. The newest issue of Health Life features Divas Beating Cancer. You don't want to miss South Georgia's newest source for health and wellness, Health Life Magazine.
Chancy Drugs is a family business that is determined to make a difference in your life. Chancy Drugs offers compounded medications and bioidentical hormones, medical therapy management, health education classes, and more. They're the leaders in compounding and are PCAB accredited. At Chancy Drugs, we believe it's our mission to look after your prescriptions and make sure you never face the pain of extra cost or have to spend countless hours waiting for your prescriptions. Give us a call today or visit one of our four locations to better serve you. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Well, we are back and it's Fit Talk Radio with Maria Wells and my wonderful husband, Jim.
Maria?
what about Laura?
What about Laura?
I say, hey, James, and you say, hey, Laura.
I don't think your listeners would know who Laura is.
No, but that's me, y'all. So, and Jim is James. So if he calls me Laura and I call him James, you'll know who we're talking about. Well, we just spoke with Mr. Haney and he's supposed to be calling us any second now, but I'll go ahead and give a couple of the questions that we're going to ask. We've got a question coming from Thomasville, Georgia, from Peyton Towns. And Peyton says, as a first-time competitor, what advice could you give me? And Peyton is one of our competitors and she's going to be actually competing, Jim, in Mr. Haney's show.
Well, I wish her luck.
Yes, it's going to be a really tough show. A couple of the other questions that we've got coming up are, let's see. Mr. Haney, how did you prep when you were getting ready for your shows and some of the Mr. Olympias? Good question. That comes from Rachel Norris, who is also a figure competitor that we know. Another question we're going to have for Mr. Haney is, what are your most memorable moments of all your Olympia wins? Oh, that would be a really good one for him to elaborate on.
I'm sure he'll have some good information, some good stories to tell.
Eight times at Mr. Olympia, yes. And that question comes from Christian Glisson. Another question we have is from Jennifer Galloway. What is the hardest thing you have to deal with during prep? Was it your diets, workouts, self-control, or anything else? So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, because it's different for everyone as far as what the hardest part is.
Everybody's different. This comes from Jeff Rowe. What was it like to compete with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That would be a good one. We did talk a little bit about that when he was here before, and he said that him and Arnold, you know, have a good relationship, and I believe he beat Arnold.
We'll find out.
I think he did at one of his shows. Let's see what else we can find here on some questions here. I'm scrolling down here. That may be all we have in right now, but we are still waiting on Mr. Haney to call. Well, his event is October the 31st. It is up in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is the first event like this that he has ever done, and the first event like it that Atlanta has ever had. So he has an NPC qualifying bodybuilding show, and then there's the Strongman competition gym, and then there's the Battle Frog, which is a fitness arena for children.
And what's the site of the competition?
I don't remember, but thanks for asking. We'll ask Mr. Haney. Okay. They can go on his website and find out. It's the Fitness and Physique Games of Atlanta, Georgia, or look up leehaney.com, and that will take you straight to the website. It's in the south part of Atlanta down there, but I don't remember what the exact location is. So we are still waiting on him to call, but he has assured us that he will call us. Jim, what is something that you would like to ask Mr. Haney?
I would like to ask Mr. Haney, what are some of the opportunities, some of the interesting opportunities that have come his way as a result of his success in bodybuilding? For example, did he get some interesting endorsement offers, TV offers, movie offers, things like that?
That would be interesting. I don't think he's ever done a movie.
I was trying to think of one. I don't think I've seen him in one.
A lot of your bodybuilders and Mr. Olympias have, even bit parts or small parts. Hold on 1 second.
Right. And you think about Lou Ferrigno, who was able to transition from bodybuilding into acting. And, of course, the obvious Arnold Schwarzenegger not only went into acting, okay, but also into politics, ended up being governor of California. I'm not sure what Mr. Haney has done, but we'll find out. We'll find out. I'm sure he's had some good endorsement offers.
Well, we've got to text Mr. Haney the number to call in. So if you'll just give us 1 minute here, and we'll go to a commercial break. Thank you so much. Fit Talk Radio 105.9.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
HealthLife magazine is a bi-monthly publication that strives to improve the well-being of its readers, giving them the latest trends in health and wellness in the South Georgia area. The newest issue of HealthLife features Divas Beating Cancer. You don't want to miss South Georgia's newest source for health and wellness, HealthLife magazine.
Chancy Drugs is a family business that is determined to make a difference in your life. Chancy Drugs offers compounded medications and bioidentical hormones, medical therapy management, health education classes, and more. They're the leaders in compounding and are PCAB accredited. At Chancy Drugs, we believe it's our mission to look after your prescriptions and make sure you never face the pain of extra cost or have to spend countless hours waiting for your prescriptions. Give us a call today or visit one of our four locations to better serve you. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello, we're back, and we finally have Mr. Lee Haney on the phone. Hello, Mr. Haney.
Hello, Mary. Hello.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing great, wearing two or three hats at one time.
I know that, and I know you've been very, very busy. I know that the reason we were trying to get a hold of you, you were out there with your board's mentoring program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I tell you what, we got a wonderful group of young men, and a dear friend of mine, Dr. Bob Goldman, just introduced a new film, a new movie called The Martial Arts Kid, and it's sort of a mentoring piece, particularly for young men having to deal with bullying and that kind of thing and finding the right role model to lead them along the way. So we brought the boys down to enjoy this great film. He, of course, took care of all the tickets, so we have roughly around 25, 30 boys here.
Wow, and you were trying to get them in the theater, weren't you?
Trying to get them in the theater, but we got them in, got them settled with popcorn now, and so I'm so proud of what we're trying to get accomplished with our kids. And again, the event we have coming up.
October 31st, it's right around the corner.
That's right around the corner. And you know what, it's all about this mentoring program. It is our yearly fundraiser. And we're excited about it. We got people from all over the United States coming to the event, and we have something for the entire family, kids, teenagers, adults. We have an obstacle-style race for the little guys, 4 to 10 years old, then 11 to 17, and the adults. Then we have gymnastics going on, and, of course, the NPC qualifier with physique, bodybuilding, figure, bikini. Name it, we have it, and we are so excited about what's happening.
Well, I hear you've got a lot of competitors, and I've been hearing a lot about it. And tell everybody where it's going to be, where the event's going to be held, Mr. Haney.
It will be held at the Georgia International Convention Center, which is located in College Park, Georgia. It is a beautiful facility, and we'll have the event, the fitness games, in the exhibit center. Then we have the physique games in the ballroom, which is first class all the way.
And I understand you're going to be giving away a lot of nice prizes, too, for those winners at the NPC Bodybuilding Show.
Oh, we are. Matter of fact, we have this Greek theme, which we're calling it the game, and that is a whole facade around it. We're giving away beautiful trophies like gladiator-style helmets, nice swords, battle axes, and for the ladies, some beautiful crystal. So everybody's going to be excited about the prizes and the entire event.
Well, my husband is here with me. Of course, he competes in men's physique over 50, so he's going to be sad he didn't compete. He wanted to, but he's going to get ready for next year, aren't you, Jim?
I'll just be glad to be there this year, not competing, but I'm looking forward to just seeing everything that's going on. You don't really see events like this where there's not just physique and bodybuilding, but all these other gymnastics and the obstacle course and all these other events. Where did you get this idea?
Well, you know what, Jim, we've seen events like this, particularly the one that Governor Schwarzenegger have there in Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, yes.
So I'm thinking, so listen, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, Valdosta, this entire area is just booming, and we need to have an event similar to that. And so I said, hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it big. I'm going to do it first class. And why not do it right here? And I can't say enough about Fit Talk having me on to talk about it, to get the word out there to the community, because this is an awesome way to help promote health and fitness for the entire family in a fun way and a competitive way.
It absolutely is, Mr. Haney. And listen, we need you to come down south here and put on a big event here. We'll help sponsor it. We'll get it all going. And I tell you, the South would roll out the red carpet for you and anything that you would want to do here in South Georgia.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be working on that. I'm looking for to do some greater things and to include all of the surrounding areas because we can all stand to use a little more health and fitness.
That's
and a great way to build these mentoring programs for young boys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I want to tell you that my show that we had with you a couple of weeks ago was one of the top rated show. I had more comments, more emails, people talking about it. It was just fabulous, and I want to thank you for that. But these people now have, some of my listeners have got some questions for you. So
okay.
I'm going to just read these questions. They posted them on Facebook today. We've got a few. This one actually comes from your neck of the woods. It is from John Metcalf. His daughter is actually going to be exercise science major, so she wants to be a trainer. But John asked, how did your relationship with the Lord show up during your Mr. Olympia days?
Well, you know what? It showed up before my Mr. Olympia days. Matter of fact, when I was 17 years old, having accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life when I was 9 years old, I got on my knees one night before going to bed at 17, and I prayed. I said, Lord, if you see fit to make me the best at this sport that I love so much, then I'll go before the world and give you the praise and the glory. And it all began there. I feel in my heart because to win the Mr. Olympia one time, that's a miracle in itself. But to do it 8 times, apparently he heard that prayer.
Absolutely,
so
he did.
And before I even won it, it's like he ordered my steps. I know he did. And here we are today.
Wow. Well, there's your answer, Mr. Metcalf, and we'll go on. There's another question from Peyton Towns. She's from Thomasville, Georgia. She says, as a first-time competitor, what advice would you give me?
Well, just go in there and do your very best, have fun, and make sure you keep good notes because you always want to know where you came in order to build upon where you end up. So that's going to be very important. Always keep notes, you know, as far as the amount of calories you're taking in, the training program, pictures of how you look when you started, then when you finish, so you can backtrack to follow your progress. That's extremely important.
That is very, very good advice. Well, I know that Miss Peyton is coming to do your show next week, so she's going to be one of your competitors. We've got another competitor and person here from Valdosta, Georgia, Rachel Norris. And Rachel asks, Mr. Haney, how long did you prep when you were getting ready for your show?
Well, generally, when you're talking about the Mr. Olympia, well, let's go back to an amateur day. I would always pick at least around 7-8 months prior to a competition to begin preparation. When I say preparation, there has to be a stage in which you work to put on muscle size. Then the other stage is when you're working to get rid of body fat in the trim now for the show. Then, of course, there's the final 2 weeks when you're dialing in to get hard and get more vascularity. So there's several different phases. So the process is it can be years in the making because you always want to focus upon building yourself better, building upon where you are. So normally, let's say the last 12 to 14 weeks is when you start to dial in and try and start to tweak here and there. So without, you know, writing the whole book, that is what I would advise.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, and after each show, you're wanting to get better and better and better. So
exactly.
Changes are...
If you look for your first show, you won't look as... You'll look even better for your second.
Absolutely.
Your third, then your fourth. So that's why, again, it's so important to keep note. Know what you ate. Know the training routine so you can say, well, golly, I was looking good at this particular time. And so if this is what got you there, let's continue to build upon that.
Very good advice. Okay, your next question is from Christian Glisson. He says, what is your most memorable moment at your Olympia wins?
I would say my last one. That's when I, you know, won my 8th Mr. Olympia, and my wife Shirley was on stage with me holding my son, Joshua, and there I was holding my baby girl, Miss Olympia. So the entire family was there, and both of my kids had a chance to experience my last contest win. So that meant a lot to me.
Wow, that would be a very memorable moment. Our next person is Jennifer Galloway. What is the hardest thing that you've had to deal with during prep? Was it your diet, workout, self-control, or something else?
Well, one thing is second-guessing. That's the biggest thing. Because when you start to train for a show, you get so much information, and it can come from so many different sources. So you got to be careful with that. The right source of information is important, and the best source is you in the mirror. And I go back again to say that's why you want to keep your note. So whatever allowed you to look good and to get better, stay the course, no matter what you hear from outside influences, because even I can't 100% tell you what it is that's going to take you to the next level. Only you, your nutrition, and the mirror and the scale can tell you that. And the scale and the mirror don't lie.
There you go. Ashley, my husband. Uh-oh, we seem to have lost Mr. Haney. Well, we'll see if we can't get him back here in just a second. Well, Jim, you know that from personal experience there as from competing.
You know, when he talks about the mirror, one of the interesting concepts, and I think that people who are not familiar with the sport may get the wrong idea. Look at these people. They're looking at themselves in the mirror. They're looking at themselves in the mirror. They think they're constantly admiring themselves. Actually, it's just the opposite. We are our own toughest critics. We're seeing our flaws. We're looking at that mirror and saying, oh, I've got to work on that.
Right.
It doesn't matter if someone else is telling you, oh, you look so good, you look so good. You're looking at yourself and say, oh, this area needs work. This body part needs work. You know, I'm 2 weeks out. This has got to get better. And you're just nervous and you're critiquing yourself.
All right. Mr. Haney, are you back there? Yeah, we lost you for a second, but that's fine. Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm back.
Well,
I like that. You just made an excellent comment there.
Thank you.
Because the mirror don't lie. And you got to, and again, keep your note and rely upon that to tell you the truth. And when you see the truth, believe it.
Right.
Our next question comes from Jeff Rowe. What was it like to compete with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, I never competed with Arnold. As an example, I won the Teenage American in 1979 when Arnold had retired in 1975. Of course, he came back, I think, in 1980. But I never competed with him, although I did go on to break a record that he had set.
That's what it was. I knew you had done something. You broke Arnold's record for the
most
wins.
Mr. Yes.
Yes. Arnold had 6 wins in a row. I had 8 wins in a row. He had 7 overall.
Mr. Haney, I have a question. Some of these successful bodybuilders have made a transition either into movies, politics, or in Arnold's case, both. Of course, they get endorsement offers. What are some of the better opportunities or more interesting opportunities that have come your way because of your success in bodybuilding?
Well, one thing, I've had opportunity to have a show on the ESPN, and that was Lee Haney's championship workout. Then I went on to do a show on the Trinity Broadcast Network called Totally Fit. Then, of course, I was appointed by President Bill Clinton to be the chairman on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sport. And I've since then taken my success in a direction as far as creating what is called the International Association of Fitness Science. And in doing so, I'm able to share the knowledge and information I've gained over the years with other trainers that would love to train other people. So if you're passionate about training, helping people get into good shape, then we have an organization that train you in the right way to do that. Then, of course, I have my own vitamin supplement line called Lee Haney Nutritional Support Systems. So there's so many different things that I'm doing, and I'm enjoying public speaking all over the United States and also in different countries. So, and that's the coolest thing about what I do and living my passion. All of it is in my hand, and God has blessed me in so many ways to share these talents in so many different ways.
And you are certainly doing that, Mr. Haney.
And that is a very impressive list of accomplishments. Congratulations on all of that. And, Mr. Haney, I know that you're also involved in coaching, I'm going to use the term coaching, competitors in how to make this sport pay and how to make the leap from bodybuilding to some kind of a business success.
Yeah, that is something that I always, you know, when speaking to young athletes, for them to have in their mind as they're competing, because you want to be able to take your skills, what you've learned in the sport, whether it's as a sport, or whether it's just helping people get in shape, lose body fat, and so forth, or look better, or feel better. Try to create an economy around this particular profession. And bodybuilding can do just that, because there's always somebody that wants to lose weight or need to lose weight, or somebody needs some motivation to stay healthy or to get fit. So there's ways to go about doing that. And we offer that with the International Association of Fitness Science. And one of my master trainers and their centers called the House of Pain. They're in Lilburn, Georgia. And I don't mean pain like hurt, pain like it's their last name.
Oh, we know Steve and Rachel well. Yes. We know them. Yes. They were our dear friends. We love them.
Right. And Rachel and Steve have a business course that we teach and that we make available to personal trainers or people going through our certification program. So they'll be equipped with knowledge and information on how to get their business started properly. Then we have another entity that we are adding in which we're able to point them in the right direction of different types of insurance, be it health insurance, or be it personal life insurance, or term insurance. So we show them all of these different things to help them be successful beyond just the gym.
Absolutely. Listen, we need to get you down here and have your certification. I did talk with Josh about that. And, of course, we just wanted to get you involved down here in South Georgia. There's just – you have such a great fan following down here. And there's so many people that just have followed your career and love you, Mr. Haney, and appreciate what you're doing. And certainly myself, my husband, Fit Talk Radio. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. Health Life Magazine, I'm going to give Rachel Thrasher your name and number because she needs to interview you. You need to be in the new South Georgia Health Magazine down here that Fit Talk is a part of. So I'm sure Rachel will be giving her your information because they need to carry your story. They need to interview you and keep up with what's going on. So I'm going to put you in touch with them. Well, I appreciate you calling us today. Give everybody one more recap about the event next weekend, where they can buy tickets, where the event is, and what time it starts, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. Well, for everyone listening, you can visit LeeHaneyGames.com. That's LeeHaneyGames games.com. The website there have the information on the ticket. It's going to be held at the Georgia International Convention Center. And we'll have the fitness games with that strongman, kids, teenagers. Then we have the physique games, which is the bodybuilding, figure, physique, and bikini. And this is going to be a blast. And I want to also thank all of my awesome sponsors. Steve Harvey is our title sponsor. We also have Harbinger, Power Block. We also have the Hemmelgarten Racing Team, the Indy 500 winners, and Paramount. We have so many awesome people involved in what we're doing here. I just can't say enough about them and what they have been able to help us accomplish.
Well, me and my husband, we are very excited. We will be there. We've got a couple of competitors coming, and we're excited about that. And we're excited that Steve Payne is going to be expediting for you. And so we're going to be there cheering you on. And, Mr. Haney, if there's anything we can do, Jim and I will be glad to. And we're excited. We can't wait to come next weekend.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Mr. Haney, and also I think it's wonderful that you are willing to reach out and put an emphasis on character, role models for young people. This is more than just athletics, like you say. It's a fundraiser for a great organization. And from the first time I met you and had a conversation with you, it was interesting to me that the conversation very, very quickly took a turn toward young people, role models, education. We didn't talk about fitness very long. We very quickly got on young people and the lack of role models.
Well, thank you, and hey, that's what it's all about. Appreciate your heart. Thanks for what you all do there at Fit Talk Radio. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
All right, we will see you next weekend, Mr. Heining. Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Fit Talk Radio 105.9. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Rachel Thrasher and Health Life Magazine.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Health Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication that strives to improve the well-being of its readers, giving them the latest trends in health and wellness in the South Georgia area. The newest issue of Health Life features Divas Beating Cancer. You don't want to miss South Georgia's newest source for health and wellness, Health Life Magazine.
Chancy Drugs is a family business that is determined to make a difference in your life. Chancy Drugs offers compounded medications and bioidentical hormones, medical therapy management, health education classes, and more. They're the leaders in compounding and are PCAB accredited. At Chancy Drugs, we believe it's our mission to look after your prescriptions and make sure you never face the pain of extra cost or have to spend countless hours waiting for your prescriptions. Give us a call today or visit one of our four locations to better serve you. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and good evening on this Thursday afternoon, and we are here with Fit Talk Radio, and finally we have Rachel Thrasher. She is the Director of Marketing and Sales for Health Life Magazine. Rachel, welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
Thank you. So glad to be here, Maria.
Listen, I am so grateful to you and to Health Life. I'm just so grateful that you are one of our media sponsors, and I thank you. I'm just very, very excited to be a part of what you're doing, and I hope you're excited to be a part of what we're doing.
We are, and I know this relationship between the two of us is very, very new, and we're just excited about being able to expand using Fit Talk Radio as far as being vocal, like you said, and as far as on the print side, kind of do the same for you. So it's really a good thing.
It's a good match, I think.
I think
it's a good match. Well, I know that you are getting ready to put out the November-December issue of Health Life Magazine.
We are.
So give me a little bit of background just quickly about Health Life, when it started and all.
Okay, so Health Life is a division of Dykes Publishing, which we also do In the Game magazine. So it's the high school sports magazine. And like your husband was saying, we do some features on middle school sports, high school sports, and then we even follow some of the students or the kids who we've had in high school through their college, collegiate, and professional career. So we kind of stay in touch with some of the athletes that we talk to. And Health Life is something, it was a brainchild, I would like to say. So it's something that we started back in May. There was a need for it here.
Absolutely, there was.
There's some out there, but I'm 30 years old. I've got two children. I'm pretty young, and I didn't feel like any of the ones that were out there really appealed to me, and appealed to young professionals or even young families or even single. I mean, just anybody. And so that's why we started it. And
well, I think you are onto something.
Well, thank you.
And that's exactly why I started Fit Talk Radio, because there was no voice, there was no forum for anything. Now there was a lot of forums for just medical stuff.
Exactly.
But we're talking about you know, fitness and wellness. It all goes hand in hand.
It does. And lifestyles just in general.
Absolutely.
You know, it's, you can talk so much about the medical side of things, but when you start incorporating lifestyles into healthy living, and it's not even always about dieting, it's just about enjoying life and enjoying life in the South. And sometimes happiness is the best fitness you can have. So
it absolutely is. And I'm just so impressed with this new issue. Tell us a little bit about the November issue. Now it's, you've got Be Dave Brave.
Yeah.
So that's the cover.
That
Be Dave Brave.
That is
so
the
tell
cover.
Us about Dave.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of the foundation, but it is the David Waldron Foundation, and they've got ties to Valdosta, and they've got ties to Thomasville. And as you flip through the magazine, you're going to read about his story. And he was diagnosed with brain cancer and went through his journey and fought hard, but ended up losing the battle with it. The thing about David Waldron and his wife, April, is they're super young. She's young. He was young. Their story is great. And it just talks about how he fought. He fought the cancer to the end. And what she's done to kind of take his legacy further, to keep his name out there and to really use the experience that they had with the cancer as a jumping point to really bring education and awareness to right now, I guess, the South Georgia area.
I've got chills you talking about that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well,
yes.
It's really, really good. And that's what you're going to read about in the magazine. And I know you saw the cover because you got to get the sneak peek, but the two little boys in the B-Day Brave capes, I mean, it's just adorable.
It's adorable. I mean,
so
you'll be looking for two little boys with little capes on here.
Yep.
For the front of Health Life magazine.
Yeah.
Now tell me, where can the readers find
sure.
this magazine?
Well, we send them out to mostly all doctor's offices, anywhere with a waiting room, banks, things like that. And then we put racks up. We have racks up at both Carter's Produce locations on the north side and the south side.
Now, I saw a big rack in Tifton. Harvey's.
Harvey's in Tifton is one of our hot spots.
I saw it.
It is. We always have to replenish those. So we do that. We have them in Thomasville, the same situation, in doctor's offices and places. I do have some racks up over there. Archbold is one of the hospital over there, and we're going to be able to put some magazines out there pretty shortly. Moultrie, you can find them at the Vereen Center. You can find them at Colquitt Regional Medical Center. And then, again, doctor's offices, waiting rooms, things like that. So, and you may start seeing some of them in your mailbox. So,
that's
something
exciting.
That I'm working on. I got a little something up my sleeve. So
good for you.
Moving
well,
it around.
You were certainly a go-getter, and I really like that about you, because I can tell that you are very passionate about this.
Well, thank you. I am. I love magazines, period, but I like the marketing. I like finding the stories. Nothing is more fun to me than sitting there in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, because that happens quite often, and digging up stories and how the people in our region, so it's not, and obviously there's stories nationally, but how the
people like to read about people that they know.
Exactly.
People in our community.
Right.
Well, I found you sitting at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And I said, where's this magazine? And I started looking, and then I sent an email to somebody, and they put me in touch with you.
Yep.
So, well, tell us what some of the feature things are going to be in the November issue.
Yeah. Well, some of the feature things, and you, like I said, you had a chance to look at it. We talk about gout, and I don't know if you're familiar at all with gout. I am very familiar with gout, just because it's a family thing, and it's basically a uric acid. It just talks about how your body and your organs process foods and things like that. So we've did an interview with Dr. Wallace, and he gave us a lot of good information on gout. Men are mostly affected more than women. So that's just some things you're going to be able to read about. We also talked to Misty Triggs, and this is a story that's going to be dually and in the game as well as Health Life, but she is a Cook High senior. And she has cerebral palsy, but she is on the cheerleading squad. And the only difference between her and the other cheerleaders is she's in a wheelchair. And she tells us her story, how she strove. She really wanted to be on the cheerleading squad, and I guess how she overcame a lot of the obstacles in her life to kind of live out one of her dreams in her senior year. And that's going to be Adele's story. And then we've got, out of Moultrie, Case Gregory. And he is the coolest 11-year-old you've ever met in your whole life. He is a aspiring triathlon athlete.
Wow.
11 years old. And in fact, I said it on the interview with him when we did that, when we said it on the interview to do him, and his mom, we asked him about his diet and things like that. And he said his mom tries to make him eat junk food, but he won't. He's just so into it. So we did that, and
I see there's one about the Humane Society.
Yeah, the Colquitt County Humane Society. That's one that we did, and only because this time of year, moving forward, especially November, December, people really start looking at the holidays and Christmas and gift giving. And a lot of times they're looking at puppies and dogs and things like that to give. But one thing that we try to do, again, is back to the lifestyle brand, is that there are so many animals in the area that we distribute into that are in humane societies and shelters and things like that, that are just wanting a home so, so badly.
Absolutely.
And they may not be puppies, but they will love you unconditionally. And so we talked to the Moultrie County Humane Society, and they were just talking
and
about,
you know, having an animal can lower your blood pressure.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be company to
There's
elderly.
There's all kinds of therapeutic.
Right. It's very therapeutic.
Yes. So we talk about that. So that was, I mean, those are some of the main things. We talked a little bit about Thompson Smokehouse over in Boston, in between Thomasville and
now what
Quitman.
Is that a restaurant?
It's not. It's a family farm, and they raise and process their own pork, but it's nut hormone. It's all organic, grass fed, really cool stuff. So we talk a little bit about them too.
Never heard of them. There you go.
You're going to want to read about that one.
I will definitely read about that. Well, so there's something about Case Gregory.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
That was the 11-year-old from Colquitt County.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the 11-year-old from Colquitt County. I know that in the smokehouse, I've never heard of that. I know you've got some holiday baking ideas.
We do out of Tifton, so My Lady Bakery.
My hometown. Yeah. I know My Lady Bakery.
I know you do. The four-generation family-owned and operated.
They absolutely are. I can attest. To me, it was the best donut ever. Now, I haven't had a donut in a while because I have celiac disease. But I know y'all have a donut place here in Valdosta, but it doesn't even compare
to
My
Lady Bakery. I'm an old Valdosta girl, so we might have to have a dispute on that. But I've never had a My Lady. My husband worked up in the Tifton area for a long time, and he swore by My Lady. So they cooked up and baked a lot of really cool Christmas stuff for us, and just talked about Christmas tradition and baked goods and a little bit of history behind their bakery. So, you know, we try so hard to make sure we have stories out of Valdosta. We have stories out of Tifton. We have stories out of Moultrie, and we have stories out of Thomasville, and then some of the areas in between, because that's the areas that we cover with the magazine.
And that's what I like about this. You are covering all of South Georgia.
Yeah.
It's not just Valdosta. It's not just Tifton. It's not just Thomasville. And, I mean, you are really pulling South Georgia all together here. I mean, I really like that.
Well, thank you.
And I think that you're doing a very good job doing that.
Well, thank you.
Now, I know also there's a hunter safety thing.
There is a hunter safety
because
thing.
Because hunting season just started
last
weekend.
And I told, you know, my children, because I've hit a deer once. And, you know, once hunting season starts, you just try to be real careful on the roads and look on the side of the roads and things like that, because they start moving when the hunters get out there. So we do talk about hunter safety and your first hunts and things like that. So, you know, it's not just all about dieting and exercise. It's lifestyle stuff as well. So we just try to mix it up and keep a good mixture going in there.
Now, what about the 5K run and all that you've got coming up in the magazine?
Well, you're talking about the bark.
Yes,
so that happened.
That's something that happened.
It has happened. Okay. And so that's
so you
one
cover
of the,
events.
We do. And that's one of the things that and we're really trying to do more of, and that's something that I'm always looking for people to call me when they have something going on that they feel like they need to do. I'm going to Thomasville tomorrow night for an event over there. There's just all kinds of things going on in the area, and it's so hard to keep up with them. And obviously I have ties to Valdosta. I'm from here, but you know, contacts in Moultrie and Tifton and Thomasville, I'm always looking for people to let me know stuff that's going on.
So if people want to let you know about an event that they're having, they can contact you where?
They can contact me if they go to our website, inthegamemagazine.com, they can find all my contact information there. They can email us at healthlifemagazine@gmail.com. They can do any. I don't care how they get a hold of me. Flag me down on the side of the road. Let me know.
So if you've got an event that you think might be interesting that Health Life Magazine might like to cover, then you just give Rachel a call or email her at inthegamemagazine.com and get in touch with Rachel Thrasher. If you can't remember that, then you can email me, fittalkmaria@gmail.com, and I will get her the information. So see, that's a great source for you and for people to know.
It is, and we're always looking for great content and people in our areas and special things to cover, things we don't know about. And my thing is I like to learn. I like to learn new things, and there's so much stuff out there that I've discovered that I have no clue about that I've been able to dig up and find that we're going to be featuring. So,
well, I'm so excited. Now, it is a bi-monthly publication, so we only have six times a year, right?
That's it. You only give me six times a year, but it's worth the read every single time.
I read it from cover to cover, sitting at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's really a good magazine. And I've come from places where, subpar products or whatever, you know, it's just, it's really, really good. So,
well, I was impressed, like I said, and I thought, where did this magazine come from? I knew it hadn't been around too long. I live in Tifton, work in Valdosta. Yep. And so, and then when I pulled up and I got the sneak preview of what's happening, what was coming up in November, I was just so impressed. And of course, I'm excited because Fit Talk Radio is now in there. And the article Fit for Life and staying fit in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. So, I hope to be a regular there with y'all.
Absolutely.
And I'm just excited about that.
Well, thank you.
Well, what else can you tell our listeners about Health Life? They can pick them up. Is there specific locations you can think of here in Valdosta?
In Valdosta, yeah, absolutely. Both Carter's locations, Carter's North, okay. Carter's South, Valdosta Orthopedic Associates, Publix.
I hope you get some to Valdosta Health and Wellness.
Valdosta Health and Wellness. Actually, they're coming in. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that partnership. And Valdosta Health and Wellness will have some.
I hope you get some to Chancey's Drugs.
Yep. Those are all anything like that. I mean, there's.
That's where you put them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Places like that where it's easy when people are in and out. It's just a quick pickup. And when you see it, don't think you can't take it from their waiting room because you can.
You can take it.
You can take it.
It doesn't say free on it, though.
It does. It's very small, but it's there. But please take it. We make sure we deliver enough to these places where there's multiple. So if somebody takes one, there's another one to fill the space.
But won't it be wonderful if it gets so big and so good that you have to publish once a month?
Won't that be awesome?
That will be awesome. That will be my prayer and my goal for Health
Life Magazine. Well, thank you. It would be great. Publishing once a month, obviously, because I've done that for so long. It's quite
tough.
Tedious. Yeah, it's you live by deadlines. And but this magazine is a little bit more is near and dear to my heart. I feel like it's my brainchild. I feel like it's really close. And we have a great team of people, I'm not a writer at all. We have great writers. We have fabulous graphic artists and things like that.
I've seen that. And that's what was really what impressed me when I pulled it up and saw it's colorful.
It is.
It's interesting. Your graphics
are not boring.
It's not boring. You are absolutely right, Rachel. It was not boring and it seemed exciting. I wanted to pick it up.
Yep.
I was looking at this one online, but, even the first one that I picked up, I was just like flip, and it was colorful, and even the texture of the pages. You know, and there's a lot of publications out there that talk about health and wellness, but I just like this one, and I feel like it's not my brainchild, but I feel since I'm a part of it, I just feel like it's just a great, great thing that's happening here in South Georgia. So people need to pick it up,
they
need to read it
and
look at it.
That's
and I'm
going to
be
correct.
And I've been singing your praises here on Fit Talk Radio.
We appreciate it,
and I'll be handing them out wherever you don't hand them out. I'll be handing them out to people and my clients and everyone at Kinderloo got one.
Oh, great.
Last month, I got
awesome.
Some extras and gave them. So I'm just very glad and excited to be a part of Health Life Magazine.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be a part of you and your show, and we're really excited about the future.
Well, you know, everybody working together, then we can get across what we
absolutely.
Need to get across.
Yeah, absolutely.
You talk about lifestyles. I'm trying to promote a healthy lifestyle.
Yep.
Not everybody wants to do the same thing. Not everybody wants to be a bodybuilder.
Not everybody's the same.
Right. But us working together, we can get the stories out and build something here in South Georgia.
Absolutely.
Well, we have just had a great show. A little rough start there with Mr. Haney waiting on his call. But a great, great show coming up October 31st. I hope that you, Rachel, do contact Mr. Haney.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get his life story. He's a wonderful Christian man and 8 times Mr. Olympia. And we need to drag him down here to South Georgia.
Yeah, we will join you in that and see what we can do.
We would love for him to have a big event down here in South Georgia. So we hope that we have bent his ear a little bit on that. So you get a hold of him, and maybe in the first of the year we can have something about him, and maybe even some information about what has happened at the October 31st show.
Absolutely.
We've got some local competitors competing
in
that show.
I need some photos and we will put it in there.
Well, we'll be taking some, and I'll make sure that we connect on that. So,
absolutely.
Lee Haney on today, question and answers. Rachel with Fit with Health Life Magazine, and so it's just been a great, great show. So, when will the publication actually be out where people can find
the publication? Will be here in Valdosta the first week of November, and then it takes us about a week to get them all out and about. Obviously, the ones mailing will mail direct from our printer out of Macon, so it's all Georgia, everything we do.
Wow. Perfect.
So those will be mailed out directly, so those will go out a little bit quicker. But as far as dropping them off into the doctor's office and things, it takes a little bit more time to do that. So I would say within the first full week of November, you should be looking for them to start appearing places.
So by November the 7th.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should be looking for them and picking
absolutely.
Them up. And then if you can't find one, just contact Rachel.
And yeah, we have a Facebook. And we have a Facebook page.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
I didn't even
absolutely.
Say that. Yeah, you can always contact me on Facebook. And if you want one in your mailbox, send me your email address or send me your mailing
actual.
Address. Yeah, through Messenger, and I will be glad to add anybody to the mailing list. It's not going to cost you a thing.
You can't beat that. She's going to mail you one. Send her a Facebook message with your address, and one can come right to your door. Rachel, that is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And you said you've got that on in the works, too.
I do. So we're going to be moving it around a little bit, but you're going to start seeing them appear in mailboxes, Valdosta, Tifton, Thomasville, and Moultrie.
Okay.
And then a little of some of the areas in between. But
now, didn't you tell me earlier that it was in 14 counties, though?
It's total 14 counties when you start counting the little communities that lie outside of the main areas that we're in. So total, it's 14 counties.
Okay.
So it's a really cool thing.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you, Rachel, so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us, your lovely daughter is with us
yes,
here today.
Yes, she is. This is Mackenzie.
And Mackenzie, we hope you had a great experience. And I hope you come back to Fit Talk Radio with your mother.
Will you come back?
Yeah,
She's nodding her head. It's a little crazy. Got a little crazy today, but we're gonna make it happen. And I appreciate you coming and being with us and being patient.
Rachel,
thank you for coming. And I'd like to thank Mr. Lee Haney again for calling in. And those of you who sent in your questions for him, don't forget the big event October 31st in Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget to look for the November-December issue of Health Life Magazine during that first week of November. And if you want it mailed to you, just Facebook Rachel, and she will mail it to you right to your mailbox. Listen, I want to thank everyone for listening today. And don't let me forget to leave you with the 3 S. Stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is Fit Talk Radio, Maria Wells, 105.9.
WBGA, Lakeland, Valdosta. News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is News Talk 105.9.